KCII PM Sports Page continues. Now talking with our Jet Physical Therapy Softball Athlete of the Week. This week, it's Sigourney Senior, Jordan Van E. Jordan, thanks for the time here today, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Jordan, a great start to the season for you in the circle, 2.76 ERA thus far, and getting it done at the plate as well, 520 batting average. But let's start in the circle, and the other night coming off of a two-hitter against Montezuma, a big win for your team. So looking at Monday night specifically, what was working for you in the pitching department?
Oh, my right ball was really working, and I think it was probably because it wasn't so humid, because sometimes when it's humid outside, we really can't get that to rise as much as I'd want to. But that was working for me, as well as my changeup. I threw that a lot more than I usually do. My dad always gets on me about that, telling me I need to throw it more. So I definitely try to incorporate that much as I can as well.
Sure. You mentioned a couple different breaking balls. Is there a go-to pitch? Let's say you need a strike in the at-bat. Is there a go-to pitch and a location that you find yourself going to a lot?
I usually throw a drop ball outside if I really need to get a strike, like say I'm down in the count or something. That's my go-to pitch that I throw to get a batter to swing or even a call as a strike.
Okay. On the other side, as I mentioned, you're getting it done at the plate as well. What's contributed to the success offensively?
Oh, this winter I really hit more batting practice than I usually did. I went to a hitting coach with my sister, and we did a lot more hitting practice than we usually do in the winter. So I think that made a big help. And I think just knowing that I needed to step up at the plate, since we lost a couple of our good hitters last year, that I needed to fill in the gaps that we lost. So I think that was a big motivator for me.
Mm-hmm. And you're providing some pop as well, already four home runs on the season. Here's a fun one for you, Jordan, and also some other players of Megan Sturr, Kaylee Weber, they also have a couple home runs on the season. So the big question is, Jordan, who would win in a home run derby?
Oh gosh, I don't know. Megan or me, probably. I mean, I think we have the strongest bats, but me and Megan have always played together ever since we were little, so that might be a very tough competition for us.
Sure. Well, you mentioned you've improved quite a bit at the plate, but as for pitching, you know, you've been around a while starting for Sigourney. What do you think you've improved on, maybe even from last year to this year?
Let's see. I think probably lowering my walks. Last year I had a few more walks than I probably wanted, and this year it was a big thing for me to not walk as many people, because that's never good. So I think that I'm doing a good job of lowering that number, so hopefully I can keep that up throughout the season.
You know, Sigourney's on a great run. Softball goes the last several years, 11-5 to start the season. Team-wise, what do you think's working well for your squad right now?
Oh, I don't know. Well, let's see. I think within the past few games, we've been having a lot more fun than we have. I think that the beginning of the season, we were just kind of really tight defensively and offensively even. So I think that us just having fun really improves our game. Mm-hmm. So just being a little loose and enjoying the game rather than making it a job.
Mm-hmm. It is your senior year, so what type of leadership role have you taken on for the team this season?
I think that being as a senior and a pitcher, I think that I kind of got doubled up on the leadership roles there. So I think that it's really important to encourage others, and another thing that I try to do is always help out in the dugout and bringing equipment on and off the bus and everything like that. I know sometimes in the past it's been more of a eighth grader freshman job, but I think it's anybody's job. So I try to help out there and to just be as encouraging as I can as a role model and a senior.
I like that answer. Shelly Striegel, she's been the coach for quite some time for Sigourney. What do you like about her?
Oh, this year Shelly has been a lot more active as a coach and a lot more fun. Not that she hasn't been fun in the past, but this year I think that we've just gotten closer with her as a whole team. So I think that that's making our season a lot more fun. And one thing I really like about Shelly is that it's never that she gets angry at us when we are making mistakes or anything. It's always comforting words that it's okay. Like, it's okay. We can take a couple deep breaths and get back into the game. So I really like that she's easygoing with us.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully it's not until late in July until your career comes to an end at Sigourney. But it's when it's all said and done, what are you going to miss about your time at Sigourney?
Oh, I'll definitely miss all the fun that we have, for sure. And I will definitely miss playing with my teammates and, importantly, my sister. I will for sure miss having her behind the plate with me.
Mm-hmm. And what is that relationship like? You mentioned with your sister. How has that been over the years playing softball with her, and especially this season?
Oh, well, last year was actually the first time we were on a team together. And she had hurt herself last season. She tore her ACL and her meniscus. So she was out the second half of the season and had her surgery late last summer. So over the winter, she was out. But once she got back, not fully released yet, but she was already in her catching gear, sitting on the bucket catching for me this winter. So it definitely shows her compassion for the game. And I think that even though we don't get along the best, I think that we're making it work.
Yeah, right on. This fall, what are the future plans?
I will be going to Iowa Central Community College up in Fort Dodge, and I will be getting my AA and my AS in exercise science and biology.
Okay, let's start with the school. What part, or what about that school made it a nice fit for you?
Well, I definitely got the opportunity to play softball up there, so I definitely saw that as a plus of going to that school. And I think that going to a community college first is probably the best idea for me, since I come from a small school. So I think that the transition into college will be a good transition, I guess, and mm-hmm. it'll be a good way for me to start out my college career.
You mentioned exercise science. What inspired you to want to go that route?
Oh, well, I eventually want to go to physical therapy school, actually. So I think Iowa Central offers the exercise science program. So I'll be able to get all my prerequisites for physical therapy school by going that route. So
mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, last question before I let you go here, Jordan. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, "Movement is your medicine." So how do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
Let's see. Before game, we always have batting practice, and then it's either hop on the bus to head to the game or go upstairs and chill in the dugout until it's time to warm up. And then we always stretch as a team. We have a fun little routine that we do, and we make it fun while we stretch, and then me and my sister head off and play catch and warm up to start pitching for the game.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jordan, great to talk to you with here today. Congratulations and best of luck the rest of the season and beyond.
All right. Thank you very much.
Jordan Van E of the Sigourney softball team join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Softball Athlete of the Week. A fantastic senior season brewing for Van E as Sigourney picking up right where they left off the last couple seasons. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more KCII PM Sports Page right after this.